Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Wednesday, everyone. Big Wednesday. Oh, man, I am waiting for this. It's kind of like...
You got it!
Thank you. That's right. We got it tonight. I even have, Dan, the menu at these Bloomberg meetups like the one in Philadelphia. What was on the menu? How much was spent? Somebody's done a national study of it.
A lot of shrimp.
I might have been going there. Thank you for that.
I said hello, Philadelphia!
Yeah, hello, Vegas tonight. What happens in Vegas is going to be really interesting. All right, I got some stuff on the pardon of Rod Blagojevich. You know, some of these Trump pardons I'm on board with, and Rod, due to the hair, this guy is an all-time hair guy. The hair's turned gray, but it still looks unbelievable. Trump was right to commute Rod Blagojevich's sentence of 14 years for what he did. I had him on before he went to prison. What a character. My God. That one I'm okay with. I'm not okay with some of these, though. You know, you don't have to be a rubber stamp on everything the president does with this stuff. I get the pardoning power. And I think in the case of Blagojevich, this was excessive. He's returned home to Chicago. Shame there's not the Apprentice show. Dan or Joe, do you know what President Trump quizzed him on that he wasn't prepared for when he was on Celebrity Apprentice?
I vaguely remember, but don't remember the content.
Joe, you would know that.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. I don't know this one.
All right. It was he didn't do enough research on the Harry Potter project.
That's right.
Yes. You got to love it.
I remember pulling a clip from that, and it was hilarious. This Trump laying into him about Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly right. So he gets pardoned. All right. Now, the big story tonight. Here's one prediction. That's an easy one. Write these down, Dan. We'll see. The ones that maybe even put them up on Twitter. The ones that I'm right about will tout tomorrow. The ones that I'm wrong about will forget. I never said it. What are you talking
never
about?
Never happened.
Never happened. Never happened. Elizabeth Warren.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Thank you, Stolsteimer. Stolsteimering me. Prediction number one, without a doubt, and there's a tell on this, and I'll tell you what's behind it. Elizabeth Warren tonight. Now, Elizabeth Warren usually dominates the number of words in these debates, if you remember. She's got more time than anybody else. She's desperate. I thought maybe she'd be angling for a VP somehow or another. She tried to position herself. She starts tweeting out yesterday about Bloomberg. It's a shame Mike Bloomberg can buy his way into the debate. But at least now primary voters curious about how each candidate will take on Donald Trump can get a live demonstration on how we each take on an egomaniac billionaire. You see what she's doing here? Klobuchar and Mayor Pete. They don't have to be as aggressive tonight. They have something to lose. They're in there. One of them, Amy, I think, is a VP candidate potentially. Okay? Elizabeth Warren's desperate. So what she's saying to you tonight is watch me. I'm going to take this guy on. I am going to throw everything at this guy. Is that going to be effective? All right, prediction two. I think Bloomberg shows tonight that he's not used to being confronted in this manner. And I think people are going to see through the don't look at the man behind the curtain. He's the wizard. Probably standing on a box tonight. There's a lot of speculation about how big the box will be. Someone in the hallway out here, Dan, a salesman, said to me, you know what Trump will do in the presidential debate if Bloomberg's a nominee and Bloomberg stands on a lift? Trump will stand on a lift of an equal size. So picture, he stands on a lift that makes him 5'11". Trump stands on a lift that makes him your height, 6'8". It'll still look the same. Then it'll still look what it really is. New name, by the way, that I really like for Mini Mike is the Tiny Tyrant. It's come out today that when he was mayor, he tried to ban baby formula at New York City hospitals, the ones that he had control over, insisted that hospitals keep baby formula under lock and key. It was called the amply named Latch On Initiative. Now, I happen to think breastfeeding is much superior. It's obvious to formula, but I'm a choice guy. If that's what you choose for any number of reasons, that's fine. You don't mandate this. You don't put the formula under lock and key so that new mothers now have to go the way of the almighty Tiny Tyrant. All right. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Dan, I want to go to 10B, too. And I want to talk about a little backstory here. Bloomberg, if he gets a nomination, I'm convinced, does not have to and will not take Stacey Abrams being forced to take this African-American woman. He's beyond that. I have a breakdown that's pretty crazy about who is it that is supporting Michael Bloomberg in these polls. He's up to 19% nationally. He's taken away from Joe Biden. It's obvious. But the groups that are supporting in the breakdown out today are kind of strange. I'm not exactly sure why that is. But listen to Stacey Abrams. She defends Michael Bloomberg. Why? She got $5 million for her PAC, not when she was running for governor, but in December for her own PAC. $5 million from Minnie Mike.
Well, Ms. Abrams, 2020 candidate Mike Bloomberg recently donated $5 million to your organization, Fair Fight. And that's the biggest donation you've ever received to date. I've been asking this question about Mike Bloomberg a lot to a lot of people, but I think it's an important question. Given that your goal is to make elections fair, like you just said, with the hundreds of million dollars Bloomberg is spending on campaign ads and sort of bypassing primaries and caucuses right now, which is his choice, but I think it's looking like it's not that much of a fair fight. And I think to a lot of people, it looks like if you have billions and billions of dollars, you can buy your way in to popularity into the election. How would you respond to that?
I would separate these out. First of all, I am grateful to any person who contributes to Fair Fight. We have more than 100,000 contributors. His check just had a few more zeros on it. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that because, as I said, I'm not endorsing anyone. What we are focused on is making sure that the infrastructure of democracy works. My job is to make sure no matter who shows up that they get to vote for whom they want. Mike Bloomberg is running in the same primary with, I think we're now down to 11 candidates. But the reality is the people who are making the decision will decide if they think he needed to run a different race. That's their decision. My responsibility is to ensure that no matter how they decide and what they value, that their vote gets heard.
Boy, talk about a classic non-answer, non-answer. By the way, Ms. Abrams, there's a big study out today, which I'll break down here on the Dom Show, that shows that voter ID and lack of polling places, and all, that's not the reason that people are not showing up and vote. Huge study makes the point they're not engaged. They don't want to show up and vote. So who needs them? If you don't want to show up and vote in 2020 with what the stakes are and the candidates are, why would we want you to vote? Toward what point? You don't want to be involved in this. You want the rest of us to decide. So that's fine. In other words, voter ID, all these hurdles, they are not what is keeping people from voting. But she'll be out there. She'll be continuing to spin that. Now, here's one thing I found that I haven't seen in too many places. I'm not sure if Dan found this or DJ sent it to me, and then I started running it down myself. Michael Bloomberg, he has a center in New York on climate, right? They've been embedding lawyers. This is kind of a little complicated. An attorney general's office, attorney general, across the country. And one of them is here in Pennsylvania. Okay? In other words, this Real Clear Investigations, a project called the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University, supplies seasoned lawyers to the offices of 9 state attorney general offices, plus D.C. They serve there in such roles as special assistant attorney general, while being paid by Bloomberg. And Pennsylvania is one of the states, of course, one of the states mentioned. So we're seeing these are people always telling us we can't be privatizing stuff in the public sector. We're seeing Bloomberg with this mania over climate pay these lawyers, and then they are embedded inside our attorney general's office. So we're going to see if Josh Shapiro will answer a question or two on that, at least in writing, about why he's doing that. This has just come out. It's shocking how much power this guy has and how far this goes. Think about that. In our attorney general's office, he's got a guy through this NYU center who's there, paid by Bloomberg, to go after businesses, companies, people in Pennsylvania around climate. Yeah. It's almost hard to believe how much of a web he has. Now, Michael Bloomberg is surging, if you will, in national polling on the Democrat side. Who are the people that make this up? Now, I saw this breakdown today, and it's some of it surprising to me. A lot of the people that are turning toward him are abandoning Joe Biden. So they are self-described moderates. Another group, non-college whites. Really? Non-college whites are moving toward Bloomberg. Older voters. Wow. Have they not heard yet what this guy wants to do to you if you get cancer and you're older? Small town and rural voters on the Democrat side. Small town and rural voters. Now, part of me is overjoyed with this breakdown for this reason. Once there's more information out there about Bloomberg, and it's starting once after tonight's debate, I wonder if you're going to start to see this shrink. So 855-839-1210, you get a line right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210, and we're coming to your calls. Tonight is the big event. Hope you come out for our watch party. I'll be there around 7-ish. I'm filling in for Michael Savage first. I need a little time to change clothing. And then tonight, I think it's the black turtleneck outfit with the new jacket, Dan. I think that's appropriate for a watch party.
Should I make an appearance?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the
you demand me make an appearance?
No, you're not demand, but the people demand it. I mean, really, what I would do, if it were up to me, the infrastructure of it, Joe would be the headliner singing during the boring parts of this. You know,
yeah.
He'd come out, work the room. That's a big room. When he strolls around and does that, it'd be amazing.
Like, of all the events we do, I love, this might be my favorite event, the debate watch parties.
Yeah, they're good.
The problem is that when I'm preparing for the show, you know, you kind of like to take notes on the debate and all that, and you
right.
can't really do it there.
Well,
so,
yeah, well, might,
I'm debating personally whether or not.
You can leave before the debate.
Yeah?
Just a hint. Yes. That's how we do it. But also tonight, I want you to autograph it too. Maybe you can fake Joe's autograph. We'll be giving away some of the Dom Time calendars. It's the first public appearance where people can get them tonight at the FOP Lodge 5. I'll autograph it, you'll autograph it, and we'll go from there. The theory of the calendar is to embarrass me publicly with all these outfits and to come up with a calendar that talk radio fans like the dates that we and the stuff we put aside.
This is not the truth.
Yes. So that's all happening tonight. Please, love to see you there. I'll give you this side question in a little bit. 855-839-1210. But it's a lot to throw at you. This story, though, how in the world, and why didn't we know this? There's like 5,000 people working at the Inquirer, the Harrisburg Patriot, and all that stuff. Why didn't we know that Bloomberg has embedded attorneys in 10 states on the climate issue? They're there in the office, being paid by him just to agitate on this issue. It's amazing to me. There is no boundary to this guy. I didn't even get to China yet. Now, do I expect the Democrats to go after him tonight on China? No. That would be the smart play. They're weak on China, though. Very weak. Trump and the Republicans are not. This is where the big flaw is for this guy, China. There's a whole lot there that we've been talking about on my show.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Thank you, Elvis. Thank you, Elvis. All right. Elvis has left the building. Vegas tonight. That's Elvis's big town. Thank you very much. Elvis might play into the side question today. First, before we get to that in your calls, Dom Giordano's show, if you feed them, will they vote? This is from a website. I just can't resist the Bloomberg stuff. It's amazing to me with the pictures of this.
And throughout Field of Dreams?
Yeah. Throughout the show, this is eater.com. Okay? Now, this I put up on Twitter. This is the Philadelphia way, right? They're calling you Daddy Bloomberg. If you show up at one of his events, you know, it's hard to get people other than Trump to come to your campaign events. So Bloomberg probably knows you can't just pay them, although that wouldn't surprise me. Hey, you want $50? Show up there for an hour, right? Listen to the menu at a Winston-Salem event. Let's see. The picture to get you online, to get you to go to this event, did not show any campaign signage like Mike Bloomberg 2020 or Mike will get it done. It was the picture of the food, a kingly spread that included quiches, smoked salmon with capers.
Oh, wait. Slow down.
Yes.
How can you pronounce quiches right but not salmon?
I did say salmon.
No, you said salmon again.
Oh, sorry. All right, quiches, salmon, smoked salmon. The smoke threw me off. With capers and chopped eggs, a fruit platter, assorted cookies, and assorted pastries. She captioned the photo, "Daddy Bloomberg. I've never seen food like this at a political event." Happy said. Happy's the name
Daddy
of the...
Daddy Bloomberg.
Meredith Happy, who posted a Snapchat. And I've been to a lot of them. In Philadelphia, typical, more than 1,000 attendees. First of all, that's a lie. We know there weren't 1,000 attendees there at the Constitution Center. They feasted on hoagies. Oh, God. Honeyed brie and cheese sticks.
Wait. Why don't we get quiches and smoked salmon?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, here they go again. Stereotypical Philadelphia. Cheesesteaks, hoagies. But honey brie. They must have thought, well, you know, it's the Center City crowd coming out. Have the honey brie.
Gotta
for
give them.
Them
something classy.
Right. They're not going to eat a cheesesteak.
Don, you're a classy guy.
Thank you. That's why I wasn't there. Now, they could have done a John Kerry dish. They could have done the cheesesteak hoagie or the hoagie cheesesteak.
Abomination.
Abomination, yes. But this goes through some of the stuff that he's putting out. And there were wines there in Philadelphia and the other places. But you're right. Winston-Salem gets quiches, and we get hoagies here.
Strong lack of shrimp, too.
Now, Congress passed a law banning the use of expenditures to influence voting. Tom Steyer, though, had a taco truck at an early voting site. In Las Vegas, he had a mariachi band to this idiot billionaire. Nobody accuses these guys of cultural appropriation because it was in a Latino area. He brings a mariachi band. Let's see. I'm looking for one more event. I'm looking at it. It is amazing the delicacies and these people scarfing them down. And it's set up, Dan, you know, not just thrown out on the table. It's set up like it's a fancy event that you pay $100 for. At a recent Brazilians for Bloomberg event in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there were plates of steak sandwiches, cheesy bread called pão de queijo, while pictures of, oh boy, caipirinhas.
You're lucky I'm distracted here right now.
We're constantly refreshed in both passion fruit and regular flavors. Then there was a Vietnamese-American Campaign Allies event. And there was Saigon beer, spring rolls, and some Vietnamese wings. It's amazing. God knows if he comes to South Philly, what will be out there. So this guy is a huge menace. Does he get taken down tonight? Yeah, I think he goes down tonight. Elizabeth Warren will be the architect of it. Okay, side question of the day. Got a great one. With Rod Blagojevich being pardoned yesterday, that guy has a head of hair better than Joe Sebelius. I mean, it's a giant, even though it's gray now, prison did that to him. That's the pardon I'm okay with. I think Trump did it because it was the colleague of Comey that was the architect of this. But Blagojevich should have gone to jail. 14 years, though, is excessive. And I don't know if he served eight, something like that. It's been a while. So that one I'm okay with. We thought hair. Who is associated? Celebrity, historical figure with hair. Not just hair on the head. But facial hair can qualify also. Now, Dan is thinking of shaving his beard for Angelo's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, yeah, it's a good move. But, Dan, you're afraid to do that. Why?
Well, it's because if you ever see Bob's Burgers, you know how they kind of go from their ears straight into their shoulders?
Yes.
It's kind of what I look like. I don't really have a jawline at all. So the entire point of the beard is I don't really care for facial hair. It's just I don't have a jawline, so it kind of defines it a little bit.
Oh, you're one of those guys that are using like camouflage here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the guys who are bald in the NBA, so they shave their head, and they say they shave their head rather than being bald.
Yeah, so to provide some context, on the WIP morning show over on our sister station, Angelo Cataldi was calling for listeners to call in and say, come into studio to get shaved because Angelo insists that people look better without facial hair no matter who you are.
I agree with that.
And I think I can prove him wrong.
I agree with that. America has not elected since way back when it seemed seemingly you had to have a beard, anybody remotely close to that. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hit us at the end of your call, then, with somebody whose brand is their hair, their facial hair, something like that, or lack of. I mean, there have been Mr. Clean comes to mind, you know, the shaved head. either one would be fine. Mine is Elvis. That's why we played Elvis. I think Elvis is all-time great hair, and particularly it was part of his revolution. You know, it wasn't 60s hair, long hair like that. It was that Southern crooner hair. But that was great hair. The sideburns, too. I mean, they were revolutionary then. You know, it was a big deal. Elvis set the stage.
Though.
Who, Elvis?
Yeah.
That's blasphemy. He's one of the one, two, or three greatest entertainers in history. Yeah, he is.
No, I don't agree with you.
Oh, God.
I'm with Dan on this one.
Oh, God.
Mumbles. Oh, God.
Yes. I don't see what's appealing about the guy at all.
You're not a woman. That's first.
You're not either, as far as we know.
I could see why this is appealing. Speaking of that, before we take a call, here's Michael Bloomberg. This will be cut 15. And I wonder if, he's running on the Democrat side. Here's what he said about transgendered people. And before we play that, Dan, this is pretty recent. This isn't like 20 years ago. It's in the last 2 years. Are they going to ask Moneybags tonight what he thinks of transgendered people? Because here's what he said.
If your conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go to and go to the locker room with their daughter, that's not a winning formula for most people. They care about health care, they care about education, they care about safety and all of those kinds of things. And some of these social issues that, and it's not just the American government, the EU government does it as well, we're focusing on a lot of things that have little relevance to people who are trying to live in a world that is changing because of technology and communications and things like that.
Wow. I wonder if they'll play that tonight, put it up on the big screen, what he said here. Remember, he's running in the modern Democrat Party. Wow. All right, so 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your call. We'll tell you what the prize is to coming up. At the end of your call, just hit us with hair. One sort or another, you think it's a trademark, interesting, good, bad, or indifferent. Blagojevich is an all-timer. And your thought, I gave you a couple predictions. I have five major predictions today. So far, the couple predictions are Elizabeth Warren is going to dominate. She is going to go after him to say, hey, I can do the same thing to President Trump. And I don't think Bloomberg can get through the whole 2 hours without some kind of blow up on his part. I just don't think he can do it. I don't think he's going to be able to take it. I think Bernie's going to more stand down tonight. He might be under attack rather than being on the attack. All right, that's three predictions so far.
Sarah.
All right, who has the great hair in this, Dan, and who has the great mustache?
Daryl Hall, great hair. John Oates, great mustache.
I know the hair. I'm trying to think the mustache. Okay.
Oh, you don't remember his mustache?
You know, I'm doing this kicking and screaming, bringing facial hair in, because I'm the enemy of the mustache. I would never have a mustache. The goatee is even more. I'm picturing Joe Sebilia with a goatee. Kind of a beatnik, Joe. Okay. 855-839-1210. Now, this just happened. It's getting pretty wild. Bernie last night will not give up any more medical information. Okay. And in polling, people are becoming more aware of the heart attack. So his spokesperson today on CNN claims without evidence that Mike Bloomberg has had multiple heart attacks. Pretty wild stuff tonight. Are we going to hear a heart attack debate tonight? Now, NBC has a big poll out, and it's good news for Sanders. He has a double-digit lead nationally, whatever that means. You know, you have to win state by state and all that stuff. Okay. But buried in there are the percentage of people, it's close to 70, who will not or think they will not vote for a socialist under any possibility. And then you have an ample number of people in this NBC poll who won't vote for someone who's over 75. And then you have even more who won't vote for somebody who's had a heart attack recently. You put them all together, what does that spell? Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. Yet he is the Democrat frontrunner. There is no doubt. And I think he hangs back a little bit tonight. I think Elizabeth Warren comes out. This is one time to see America's mother-in-law firing away against the tiny tyrant. This is going to be an interesting battle of two people who, let's face it, are not likable. All right, here is the Bernie spokesperson under fire today on CNN about Bernie's heart condition and what she said about Michael Bloomberg.
Claims that you just made. I do want to bring up something that Senator Sanders said last night in the CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper, and it had to do with his medical records. Listen to this.
Now, we have released, I think, Anderson, quite as much as any other candidate has. If you think I'm not in good health, come on out with me on the campaign trail, and I'll let you introduce me to the three or four rallies a day that we do. How's that?
Just to be clear, you don't plan to release any more records?
I don't think we will, no.
I don't think we will release any more medical records. I have those three letters from the doctors that Senator Sanders was talking about. There's nothing in them other than the doctor saying that he's fit. He had a heart attack.
Yeah, well,
he had a heart attack in the fall. Do you think the American people deserve to know more about his health going forward?
I think that the American people deserve to know exactly as much as every other candidate has released in this race currently and historically. And what you're seeing right now is really reminiscent of some of the kind of smear, kind of a skepticism campaigns that have been run against a lot of different candidates in the past, questioning where they're from, aspects of their lineage, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really telling, given that none of the same concern is being demonstrated for Michael Bloomberg, who's the same age as Bernie Sanders, who has suffered heart attacks in the past. And what we're seeing is a kind of smear campaign from the likes of Jennifer Rubin is one that's been beating this drum a lot. Republicans who, if they were honest with themselves, don't support Bernie Sanders for other reasons, largely for the same reasons that millions of working Americans do support Bernie, which is that he supports social programs that prioritize Main Street over Wall Street and is, yes, made a lot of enemies in the pharmaceutical industry and the health insurance industry and all of the interest groups whose interests are aligned against those of average Americans.
Breonna Joy Gray, thanks for coming on New Day. We look forward to speaking to you again as the campaign.
Wait a minute. Thanks for being on New Day. Where's the evidence that Bloomberg has had these heart attacks? I don't know of anything out there. I'd have to see the research. I'd have to see that. And he's right. This is the one area, and I'm talking about every candidate, even President Trump. I think when you're president, it's different than being a governor or senator or whatever. We need to see the medical background of people. because of what the consequence is if they die in office. And particularly guys like Bernie here, or maybe Bloomberg. 855-839-1210. All right, let's go to the callers at the end. Don't forget, hit me with that famous facial hair or hair, even an historical figure. I think outside the box a little bit. Let's go to Tom in Chalfont. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty much 100% a supporter of Donald Trump. And these pardons, Blagojevich, that's okay. He did his time. But Michael Milken, he was in that group of hostile takeover guys with Carl Icahn and Ivan Boesky, you know, savings and loan fiasco. They caused our government had to give hundreds of billions to bail out the banks because of these guys and their hostile takeovers.
Well, look, I don't support that one. I don't support Bernard Carrick. I mean, I like him when we have him on. He's a very good guest on issues, and he did good stuff with 9/11, but he violated his oath of office. He should have gone to jail. He's another one. I haven't looked at these African-American drug cases. I think a couple of women and all that. To see if they're appropriate either. So it's fine to be a Trump supporter, but to say, you know, pardoning some of these people, it's a little bit too much.
Yeah, and I think Amy Klobuchar is going to be the one that's going to go after Bloomberg tonight.
But her persona is, she can put the knife in a little bit following. This will take the follow-up. So you think Amy, I think she wants to be the VP at this point. She's made her name. She can't possibly think with Bloomberg in the race now that she's going to do anything on Super Tuesday. So I hear you. I think she'll make one shot. But watch Elizabeth Warren. This will be crazy what she does because she wants to come out of this saying, I can take on Trump. I just took on this egomaniac.
Yeah, well, guess what? How about nobody's counting out, or too many people are counting out Kamala Harris for VP. She's a female and she's black. I wouldn't be surprised if the winner of the Democratic primary goes for her.
Well, I think they will over Stacey Abrams because Stacey Abrams is a radical beyond anything we've seen. You're right. Kamala Harris has been kind of vetted a bit and would be a better choice. Who's the hair person? Who do you bring up with hair?
Well, I changed my mind with your screener. My hair guy is comedian Richard Lewis. He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Actually, my second choice would be Larry David. But Richard Lewis, if you've ever seen his hair.
All right. You were going to say Costner. I thought that was a bad pick. Richard Lewis isn't bad. Kevin Costner's hair challenge there. So I don't know where that one was coming from. All right. We got you. 855-839-1210. You get on board. I don't think Amy Klobuchar is the one that's going to mix it up repeatedly tonight. She might be more looking. She likes to go after Mayor Pete to take him out of the same kind of lane that he doesn't have experience. You know what? If we wanted to be helpful to Amy Klobuchar, I'd send her a note to one of her people, Dan's Insight. Cherry Hill, New Jersey is what this guy has run with a college in it. Are you aware that South Bend, where he is the same population roughly as Cherry Hill, except Notre Dame's there? I don't think he's running Notre Dame. He's running South Bend. It's like running Cherry Hill. Is that experience to be presidential? Probably not. And that's a point that she always makes on him, to kind of push him aside a little bit. I think that's what she'll do. I think Bernie's going to be a bit above the crowd. Joe Biden in the early going is going to come out swinging and then crumple. Elizabeth Warren, staying power, though. She's going to be on Bloomberg all night. All right. I don't know if, Dan, see if you can find, are there any odds out there? You know, there are prop bets on the debate tonight, and it is in Vegas. Are there any odds on whether Bloomberg uses the lift tonight or not, whether he's allowed to? I have a piece here. Free Beacon says he did use it repeatedly when he was in New York. He used all sorts of devices like that he was standing on stuff all the time. So it'll be interesting tonight to see with the public watching if that goes down. I haven't seen a debate like this on the Democrat side where I was more excited to see Bloomberg in the ring here. And in the past, when he's been in the ring, he's a prepared guy. But he's a guy that just can't take the follow-up and the back and forth. Just can't take it. And I'm betting Elizabeth Warren tonight, it's her one shot. She's got a show, the Bernie Wing. You know what? She took this guy on. If you can take him on, you can take Trump on. That's what the goal is tonight. That's what she stated. That's what's out there. And that's what my hope is. You know, I want to see this guy finally have to answer a few things. Long public career of evasion and money. Big time. Tonight, you had to hope a few of these people make him answer. Side question of the day for our Dom Time calendar. That person, branded by their hair, their facial hair, or their hair, a la Rod Blagojevich, who just got the pardon yesterday. You heard the one caller, big Trump supporter. Feel free to jump in. Don't be, I support Trump, so I can't. No. I don't like the Milken pardon. I don't like the pardon of Kerik. The Blagojevich thing, yeah, overcharging there, 14 years. I read a couple pieces today, and I remember that, what were compelling on this. He did it. You remember selling his office, essentially, for the Senate seat. But 14 years on that does seem to be excessive. Okay. These other drug convictions have to be analyzed a little bit more. Again, at least once an African-American female. And I know Trump is trying to do this justice reform stuff and all. And I agree with some of it. But when I hear Sean with Alice Johnson, I'm not going to, if we Dan got her on, I'm not going to turn cartwheels here, you know, and be told, well, it's nonviolent. You know what I mean? It was a big time drug operation. Don't tell me about that's nonviolent. By definition, if you're a drug dealer of substantial amount, there's violence involved. Everybody knows that. So we don't have to agree with every one of them. 855-839-1210. I would pardon Roger Stone, ultimately. The sentencing's going to be tomorrow. If I had to predict, I don't think the judge is going to give 7 to 9. I think she's gone back and forth, though, between 4 and 5, which is a lot. You know, if she centers in on a year, maybe Trump would hold up the pardon until after the election. She will not allow any more time for the sentencing. It's going to be tomorrow. That's it. Even with all this new evidence about the one juror who was the forewoman on there, it's ridiculous. Will Trump pardon at that point? I don't think so. I think this happens after the election. Let's go to Lewis. He is in Vegas on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lewis, welcome in.
Hey, Dom.
Lewis, let me ask you, have they changed the catchphrase for Vegas? What is it? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They change it to something else?
Look, they could change it, but everybody hates it.
Yeah, it's because it's defiling an all-time great catchphrase. That works.
That's it. So for those of you from Pennsylvania that come out here that complain about resort fees, if it'll make you feel any better, that's what your resort fees are paying for. They're paying for the stadium and for the slogan change. I don't know if that
okay.
makes you feel better
no.
or not.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay?
So how do you see tonight in Vegas? What's the town like?
Right now, it's in and around the Paris and Trump hotel. It's just a nightmare. Traffic, mm-hmm. people, but... I can tell you this. I sell real estate during the day. I drive Uber at night and on the weekend. And for the most part, the majority of the American people are behind the president. The American people are tired of the political correctness. The biggest thing that, Dom, that I see that's come from this presidency is on top of him exposing the entire hypocrisy of both sides, he's unmasked the media, and the media is running around in circles trying to put that back on, and they don't know how. So I think Bloomberg doesn't stand a chance. The Democrats are screwed either way. I think we're going to have another 4 glorious years of Donald Trump, but the American people have to hold our noses and vote for senators that we don't like, that have the R behind their name, and House representatives that have the R behind their name. Because that's the only way that we're going to have political peace in this country, Dom. We've got the nation is divided politically.
Well, look, that is the key, Lewis, which is American people have to settle this and give Trump, if they want Trump, the foot soldiers to pass stuff in the House and Senate. That's savvy. That's right on the mark. Who's your hair person?
Gene Simmons.
Aha. I've interviewed him several times. Gene Simmons, great hair.
It's a good one.
Yes. I mean, it looks a little bit strange from afar.
He's not even the best Simmons hair, though.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I think Richard Simmons' hair is more iconic than Gene's.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Coming up, the one thing that Bloomberg has done, the number one ad, that you're being inundated with Mike, we'll get it, and all that stuff. You know what the number one ad is. It's the ad touting his relationship with President Obama. This is the ad that has been effective. I'll tell you what polling indicates people are getting from that ad, why it's effective, and why it's not true. But what's Obama's motivation in all this? As we head toward the big debate tonight, it is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.